Anyone who's done it knows working the overnight shift can be a pretty tough thing.
Can be, but did you know it can affect your health? People who work odd hours are at higher risk of heart disease and certain cancers. CBS 19's Haley Wilgus has important information for those of us who don't exactly work 9 to 5. It's tonight's CBS 19 special report.
Studies show up to 50% of night shift workers report falling asleep on the job at least once a week. The World Health Organization has even classified shift work as a probable carcinogen. We tagged along with some shift workers to find out how they balance their job, their sleep, and their health.
2:30 in the morning. Come in and you get your car ready.
It's only 10 a.m. and Jody Klein is almost 8 hours into his workday.
A lot of times, 3 o'clock in the morning, we get people from the hospitals going home.
Klein drives the early morning shift for taxi cab company of Tyler.
And it's very cool watching Tyler come alive. You get to meet a whole different group of people from 2 in the morning till 8 in the morning.
With this schedule, bedtime comes early for Klein, around 7 p.m. He says after 2 years on the morning shift, his body has adjusted, but he still relies heavily on caffeine.
I have a pot of coffee before I ever leave the house in the morning, and after about 10 o'clock, I just start drinking Diet Cokes.
And he needs a lot of time to catch up on rest.
I get 2 days off a week. One, I do nothing but sleep and get in my recliner and watch sports.
Scientists suspect working the night shift may be dangerous to your health because it disrupts the circadian rhythm, which is your biological clock. Also, your body may not make as much of the hormone melatonin, which suppresses tumors from developing.
Health issues long term of this could lead to ulcers, heart disease. There's higher incidence of substance abuse, depression.
Especially dangerous to your health is changing shifts.
But this is my schedule for the month of May.
That's what Dr. Greg Frymer does. He's an emergency medicine physician at the Mother Francis ER in Tyler.
It is probably one of the most difficult parts of this job. Is switching your body back and forth from a day shift to a night shift.
Dr. Frymer has learned how to adapt his sleep schedule to his changing work schedule.
Trying to switch back to days, I'll try to maybe sleep 4 or 5 hours so I'll be able to fall asleep the next night.
Taking naps during the day can be tough with 2 young kids in the house.
At work, I feel like I'm always on my game. It's at home where I might not have the amount of energy my 3-year-old wants to run around and play with her.
Dr. Frymer says shift workers need to create a cool, quiet, and dark place to sleep that simulates a nighttime environment.
It's important to eat right. It's important to exercise and do take vacations or decompress on your days off.
You're going for a cab ride.
It may be Klein's upbeat attitude that keeps him going, or maybe it's just the caffeine. But Klein says he loves his job and even his odd hours.
I'm an early morning person. My favorite time of the day is when the sun comes up, so this is my shift.
If you like the shift, it makes it that much easier. Well, sleep experts say, if possible, getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep at one time will keep you more rested than breaking it up into a couple of naps. And the balance between light and dark is very important for your body. So experts say no matter when you sleep, do what you can to make sure it's dark, because that rest is so important. Back to you.
All right, thank you, Haley. Chuck's taking a nap right now. He's trying to catch up. Now, because of fatigue, the FAA recently changed air traffic controller schedules to allow for more rest between shifts. Some sleep experts suggest on-shift nap time for workers with changing schedules.
So there, the special report from CBS on the night shift and how it can affect people quite seriously, actually.
Yes, it can. And, you know, they went through a whole list of different issues, and they started by talking about that lack of sleep can even be categorized as a carcinogen,
yeah,
which is a cancer-causing substance. You know, in the long run, it can be that much of a health hazard. But nevertheless, it is incredibly common. And when we think about it, the kinds of occupations that involve night shift work means that these people need their attention span, their concentration levels. And a few few times, Suzanne, I have been in taxis, and maybe not in this country, but in other countries, late at night, whether 1:30 or 2 in the morning, and I've noticed the taxi driver dozing off slightly, you know, heavy eyelids and slightly their eyes closing, and I had to kind of hit him on the shoulder and say, please, are you okay? Do you need us to pull over, maybe have a cup of coffee or take a little rest? Let me get into another taxi, please. These are things that we need to think about, because doctors, nurses, other people's lives are in their hands. And if we don't understand this problem or this situation well enough, what happens is that they continue engaging in this night shift work, and it can cause a lot of trouble.
But on the other side is that if you understand it and you understand what your body's going through as to how to look after it and complement it and to support that kind of work and the life that you have to lead to earn money. And interestingly, with some of the messages coming through, we have one here saying, I'm a night owl. I was a night owl for 7 years, more like Batman, actually. And on changing my job, I had to become an early bird. And it's been a couple of years now, but I still don't feel right. And I'm slowly adapting. So that's the other thing, is you get into a pattern and it may a rhythm over, you know, months or years, or even over a couple of weeks. And then your shift changes or your time changes, and your body, you have to adapt to that, and your body has to play catch up.
That's right. And those people who are kind of forced into situations in which they have to go against their natural chronotype, they really need to have that time, as the clip told us, to decompress. So the 2 or 3 times during the week where they're able to really listen to and adhere to their natural rhythm. So if it is during the weekends, wanting to stay up really late and then sleeping in during the days that they have off, but then would they run the risk of throwing up their routine, Suzanne, and things getting out of whack again by Sunday morning or Monday morning, it might be a little bit tougher to get into it. So the advice is, yes, you know, treat yourself once in a while in what you miss, and by entertaining the mysteries and the sometimes madness of the night as it is, because you like to experience that, and it's in part of who you are inherently and intrinsically. But if it's not aligned with your responsibilities and your job requirements, then the sooner you develop a habit and a routine that is better aligned with your responsibilities, the healthier you will be.